This is the Dallas Morning News.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Monday, April 1st. A little humid today with a high of 83. A thunderstorm will move in later tonight with the possibility that it could be severe. The low will be 58. Here are today's headlines. Dallas police are searching for Kansas City Chiefs and former SMU wide receiver Rashee Rice after a sports car connected to Rice was involved in a multi-vehicle crash Saturday evening, officials told the Dallas Morning News. Multiple people suffered injuries, but they were not deemed serious. Around 6:20 Saturday evening, Dallas police responded to an accident in the 6600 block of North Central Expressway. Officers determined that two people, one in a Chevrolet Corvette and one in a Lamborghini, were speeding in the far left lane near University Boulevard. The motorists lost control, and the Lamborghini hit the center median wall, causing a chain reaction collision involving four other vehicles. The occupants of the Lamborghini and Corvette ran from the scene without providing their information or stopping to see if anyone needed medical help. Footage from a nearby motorist's dash cam shows the two cars speeding in the left lane before striking a van and sedan, as well as other vehicles. Two motorists involved in the accident were treated at the scene for minor injuries, a police spokesperson told the news on Sunday. Two others were taken to a hospital for minor injuries. The Corvette involved in the crash is believed to be registered or leased to Rice. A police call sheet obtained by the news listed Rice as the suspected driver of the Corvette. A Dallas police spokesperson said police are still working to identify suspects. This is a continuing story. Be sure to check dallasnews.com as more information becomes available. Next up, AT&T reported Saturday that personal data from millions of current and former account holders has leaked onto the dark web. The Dallas-based company said the data, which it said appears to be from 2019 or earlier, was released on the dark web about 2 weeks ago, and that officials had not yet determined where it originated from. Officials with the telecommunications giant said a preliminary analysis found the data set includes information from about 7.6 million current account holders and 65.4 million former ones, totaling about 73 million people. Anyone who has been impacted will get an email or letter from the company. In an email to customers, AT&T said that to the best of its knowledge, the data does not contain personal financial information or call history. However, officials said the information released may have included full names, email addresses, phone numbers, social security numbers, and AT&T account numbers and passcodes. In other news, former NASA astronaut Jose Hernandez is coming to the AT&T Discovery District in Dallas for the April 8th total solar eclipse. Hernandez's life story was featured in the 2023 Amazon Prime film A Million Miles Away, starring actor Michael Peña. Hernandez is a Mexican-American son of immigrant farm workers in California and went on to become an engineer and astronaut. The AT&T Discovery District in downtown Dallas will host a free eclipse watch party where Hernandez will speak about his career and answer children's questions about science and technology. Hernandez's story is one of perseverance. After being turned down 11 times over 3 years for astronaut training by NASA, Hernandez was selected in May 2004. And finally, 2 days after residents reported seeing murky water in a Garland Creek, water clarity has nearly been returned to its natural state, but multiple fish have been found dead, city officials said Friday, and questions remain about the source of the problem. The Texas Commission on Environmental Quality told the Dallas Morning News in an email Friday morning that the city of Garland notified them of a sewer line that has been damaged during construction operations and a release of an unknown amount of industrial sewage wastewater had occurred, impacting Rupert's Branch and Duck Creek. But a City of Garland news release sent to the news on Friday night seemed to suggest the source of the contamination had not been confirmed. Garland city officials responded Wednesday to Rupert's Branch after residents reported the water looking cloudy near Shiloh Road and Wood Drive. City officials said in a Facebook post late Wednesday that its health and water utility staff were removing the cloudy water by pumping it out of the creek and releasing fresh water upstream. The city said then that staff had tested the water and nothing hazardous was identified. In their statement, city officials did not say whether Duck Creek was affected and have not yet confirmed the source of the cloudy water. Thanks for listening. For more on today's stories and the latest breaking news, visit dallasnews.com. Enjoy your day, and I'll be back tomorrow with more from the Dallas Morning News.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.